ओम शांति। सो दिस मॉर्निंग फॉर द नेक्स्ट 45 मिनट्स वी आर लकी इनफ टू हैव डिडी नॉर्मली विद अस अगेन एंड वी आर गोइंग टू हैव अ कन्वर्सेशन अबाउट हीलिंग रिलेशनशिप्स एंड हीलिंग विद गॉड। And I would also like to invite Sister Gopi from Australia and Sister Belinda from South Africa to join us on the stage. If you'll, thank you. So we're going to be having a conversation around that topic, and these two sisters and Didi have been especially chosen because they have great specialty in the area of healing, both personally and Didi professionally, having been a Lockheed doctor before Gyan, and her interest in healing from the beginning, from a young girl. So welcome Belinda from South Africa and Sister Gopi from Australia. So it's an interesting subject, this notion of healing with God. Does God come to heal us at this time in history, or has he come to heal us, or is it our own responsibility? So we're going to have a conversation between the three of you to see if you believe that God does come to heal us, or is it our responsibility? And the three of you have had significant health challenges over the past few years. Thankfully, all three of you are now bursting with good health. So it's a sign of something. So can I ask you, do you think while you were going through your own challenges, did you experience a great support from God and his healing power, or was it mostly the efforts that you made? Didi, can I ask you what your experiences was? Yes. Did you experience God, Baba, healing, or was it more your own effort?
Om Shanti. What I feel is once, recently, a couple of years ago, I had atypical anemia. As we know, we have got white blood cells and red blood cells in our blood. Our white blood cells are supposed to protect us from bacteria and virus. So they are our fighting warriors. Now what happened in my case, that my white blood cells were attacking my red cells. So I had anemia because of that. So once it was diagnosed and I took proper medication as advised by physicians, but at the same time, what I decided to heal myself with Baba's power. Because in medicine we say you can give visualization therapy, that you visualize that your red cells, your white cells are behaving properly and they are not aggressive. So visualization therapy, I started doing it, visualizing that my bone marrow and everything is functioning properly. And that helped me to heal myself, and that we will say is, Baba always says, medicine and meditation both helps. So medicine also I used to take, but meditation also. So that way, Baba's help was there. And I say my good karma. Because before also, I had a severe disease in Thailand. I got GB syndrome, which is 1 in 2 million people will get that GB syndrome. And in Thailand, nobody could recognize the disease because it's such a rare disease and not common in Thailand. But I had decided that as I became paralyzed in my hands and feet, I couldn't walk, I couldn't use my hand to eat myself, somebody had to shower me, dress me, somebody had to feed me. So luckily, my chest was not affected because sometimes the virus goes from feet to chest also. And Yogini Ben's brother-in-law, he had chest affected with that virus. And he was in ICU for 6 months with ventilator and all. So luckily, I was out from hospital. Because in Bombay, they diagnosed in 1 day. In Thailand, they thought my spinal cord is pressed by my spinal column. So they were treating for that. Whereas in Bombay, they did MRI and all in 1 day, and they said, it's not your spinal cord blocked, but it is GB syndrome. So the thing is, it was diagnosed soon, and treatment was done, and within 6 weeks or so, I was moving around, came from Bombay to Madhuban, and resumed my duty in a day or two. So the thing is, Baba's help is also there, and I would say my good fortune that at this age or so, I am active and I am able to tour around many countries.
So would you, what part did Baba play in that healing? Did you experience, did he?
In first instance, naturally it is meditation, Baba's remembrance. Mm.
And did you ask, did you have a conversation in yoga or did you just hand yourself over?
Just in yoga, I used to give vibration and positive thoughts
to
my blood.
Oh, okay, thank you. Big journey. It's like some soul and some yoga power to conquer. And yourself, Belinda, and Gopi, what's your experience been, Belinda, with your journey? Did you experience God's healing support? Did you feel God was healing you? Or was it your own efforts? Or was it a combination? What was your experience? What place did God play in your journey?
Om Shanti. Chrissy, I think I experienced a bit of both. I think many people in this room probably know my story, but I was diagnosed with the cancer at the end of 2009. And I was here in India and had an operation in Mumbai, which was very easy and good healing. But at that point, I had no idea what was actually ahead of me. I think I was very naive. Because when I got back to South Africa, I began what was to be 2 years of chemotherapy and radiation. And that's really where my healing journey began, because I think when you're faced with some serious disease, as Brahmins, you really start to ask yourself the question, what is it that brought me to this place where I am now? In my case, having cancer. And you realize that the disease or the illness is actually a sort of final stage of many things happening in the soul, and then eventually coming into the physical body and manifesting as different diseases. During the chemotherapy, I was unable to meditate and even unable to concentrate long enough to listen to Baba's Murli. So I went through a period of those supports being sort of withdrawn, or I wasn't able to take benefit from them. It was a kind of a chemical sort of confusion. And I went through a period where I felt extremely isolated from Baba as well. And in fact, I'll be honest with you, I was very angry with Baba. And that includes Brahma Baba, both of them. But in time, what I realized where the anger was coming from, and that was a feeling that somehow Baba had let me down. That I'd given my life to Baba, and now what was this? What was I having to go through? But of course, what I realized is that it was a deal. I'd made a deal with God. Maybe not consciously, but this is a very typical bhakti sort of thing, that, you know, we do something and we expect something from God. So once I had that realization, it was a huge gift, because it helped me when I began a new relationship with Baba to have a relationship that was, let's say, more free from those devotional kind of relationships. And so going through that period, even though it was difficult, I wouldn't change it for anything, because in a way it kind of swept the board clean, so that I could, in fact, start a more healthy relationship with Baba. Something was very useful at that time. A friend of mine, BK friend, she said to me that when a master and disciple, thank you. When the disciple is going to go through a difficult initiation, the master always removes himself. And it's not lack of love or lack of care. But the master realizes that when the disciple goes through that initiation and comes out successfully, he has to own it. And that is the gift of the of the initiation. And when I heard that, it made so much sense to me that it's not that Baba wasn't there, but there were certain things that I really had to do myself. And that's really when I started some amazing inner processes of really working on sanskaras that were so unhealthy. I didn't even realize were there. And really going deep. And it's not, you know, it wasn't a huge battle, but there were certain things that I needed just to see. And somehow when you just see them, you're able to let them go and heal from them. Subsequently, and I'm still on the healing journey, I think our spiritual life is a healing. I feel enormous support from Baba. I mean, things came to me, information, books, people, that were hugely helpful on the healing journey. And I really felt that they came from Baba.
Mm-hmm. Karen Karavanhar experience. Lovely, thank you. Sister Gopi, what was your experience with the challenges of health that you have been through? Did you?
I felt that Baba was there very much, cushioning me. So I felt like I was in a big, soft hand constantly. And I think, you know, it's if something like a big illness comes your way, it's something where you either have to deal with pain. I didn't really have any physical pain. Or you have to deal with the effect of medication. And sometimes that can be, you know, there can be symptoms that come with that, like feeling sick or not being able to sleep, that sort of thing. But these things can happen without medication as well. Or sometimes the medication can affect your intellect. And that was probably the thing I didn't like. So I had, I had moments where I just really had to surrender my intellect a lot more. And I didn't really have my health went sort of down from actual medication, I think, rather than the actual illness. I had liver problems. But, you know, I think people can either, if a health challenge comes your way, you can either take it as a blessing or take it as a curse, depending on how you deal with it or how you work with it or how you, as Belinda so beautifully described, you know, how you really go into it to explore other things about yourself. So I think for any Brahmin, any Brahmin who meditates, you're going to have Baba's support, definitely.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you, the three of you, for sharing such jewels with us. They're so important for us to draw on also when we go through our own challenges, because I think that's where we can learn also from each other and why Baba puts us together as a family, because we are a resource and there's deep wisdom and experience embedded in this family. We're going to have a session after this on healing relationships. Now, relationships can be a great source of ill health, or they can be a great source of joy and support, like the family can be, or what, you know, Belinda was saying, people would appear with a book or some, you know, that Karen Karavanhar, or relationships can really bring you down. And so what part does God play in relationships? How do we build healthy relationships when they are really toxic and really causing us deep distress or pain, or bringing up some of the old good old vices like anger, or unsettling the soul in relationships, either the people we work with or we live with, or in our families, or memories even of relationships past that we've not healed. Do you think it's possible for God to help heal our relationships with others, or do we have to do the hard work ourselves?
Om Shanti. Definitely, Baba can help, or Baba's yoga power, good wishes, pure feelings helps us. I remember one of the incidents. One employee was complaining to one of the Brahmins that my boss is very bad and I really hate my boss because he's nasty to me. So he complained to Suraj Bhai, and Suraj Bhai advised him, okay, every morning at Amrit Vela, spread good vibration. Keep your boss in mind and say, you are my very good friend. And within a week, the boss changed. So the thing is, our negative feeling can create that negativity amongst our relationship. But more we are loving, good wishes, pure feeling for others, and at Amrit Vela, we send them good vibration, we can change them. And that has been story of many, many Brahmins. Because as you know, in the early days, there were sisters who had bondage, severe bondage. So what they used to do is, during meditation, send them yoga power. And especially when they were in Madhuban, they used to send them yoga vibration, and they have changed. Those who are completely against Brahma Kumaris, they soften gradually. And their bondages were broken. So there are many examples of yoga power, or Baba's remembrance helps to improve relationship. And because more we remember Baba, we can have good wishes for those who are enemy. Baba says, consider your enemy as your friend. So we need to learn to consider them as our friend, who are making us strong, those who are opposing us. And that's how we are able to change our relationships.
Great, thank you, Didi. Have you had that experience yourself? Over the decades have had many, many people coming to you, or they have complaints, or they have an attitude, and it's your, because of your position, you are supposed to fix everything. And do you just give that situation to Baba, or do you have skills? Do you think you fall back on some skills sometimes, communication skills?
I don't have such a good communication skill. But I maintain good wishes and pure feelings. And sometimes it may take years to change their drishti and vision and all. And sometimes it takes short time, depending on how much negativity is on their part. Because I remember in Australia, I had to face opposition for 10 years.
Wasn't me.
Every alternate weekend, people used to come, about 10 or 15 brothers especially, and say, "You are like this, this system is like this, Brahma Kumaris are like this, Brahma Kumaris should not do this, they should not play Hindi songs, they should not wear sari and kurta pajama, they should wear western dress," all sorts of opposition. And we had to face it for 10 years. And gradually, those who are opposing dwindle out. And we continued Baba's system as it is, rather than trying to satisfy them. So it takes sometimes long time, but at least I didn't allow my stage to be affected, because it's Baba's system, I'm following Baba's system. If you like to follow, follow. If you don't like to follow, don't follow. You didn't need to force on others to follow your views. And that's what I kept in my mind. And we carried on listening to their abuses every alternate weekend. Om Shanti.
Well, it worked. It worked because the Australians love you very much. So you did something right along that, in those decades of abuse and resistance. So it came out very well. Because we miss traffic control, we might just have a minute's silence. Om Shanti. So Belinda, Gopi, have you got some advice you can give us on a shortcut maybe on how to heal relationships, both past and present, and heal into the future? Is there anything you can share with us?
Om Shanti. I think a real breakthrough for me was the realization of expectations. And it was another lesson that came through the having the experience of the illness. I went through a period of feeling very sorry for myself and kind of wanting, you know, things from other people. And I reached a point where it was a very low point. But in that sort of really low feeling was this absolute clarity suddenly that I am responsible for myself, for my feelings, for caring for myself. It was a very, very deep realization, and it changed me in relationships to definitely reduce the expectations of others, which I realized was really at the bottom of whatever conflict there was my expectations. And there's so many sort of ripple effects from that realization, accepting others just the way they are. And a practice that's really helped me enormously is to look past the character of the individual and really try to see the angel that Baba sees, and really practicing that on a regular basis, and seeing how whatever behaviors, however people are so individual, it seems to take a back row. It's not so important. What's important is the soul that's in front and the beauty of that soul, irrespective of the personality or the character. And it's really changed relationships for me in a very big way.
That low period that you went through, was it a sort of a loneliness that was there, because was there a need for some sort of comfort from others?
Absolutely.
Support of some kind.
You've just described it. I felt very isolated, very alone. When you're going through something deep, sometimes it's difficult for other people to come into your space. Can I just take a sip of water?
You almost... I think it's difficult for them to come into your space because you almost push them away, I suppose, or there's...
In a way, you want them, and yet you're also holding them at bay. And also, I think there is some fear there in people when you're going through something really challenging. It's difficult for people to really come close. But in retrospect, you see the gift of the whole thing, because perhaps if I had really got the care and the sympathy that I was looking for, I wouldn't have had that really life-changing insight. And it was, I just knew I had to do it for myself and care for myself and nurture. Nurture myself, and that, as I say, just influenced going forward all my relationships.
And how is that going to affect your relationships in the future, or the relationships that you are carrying forward from the past?
At one point I thought that I needed to do some forgiving of other people, but this realization actually really showed me there's nothing to forgive. Everyone does whatever they can, and the drama is so perfect, and the whole universe seems to conspire to bring the insights that you need to have to make the changes. So the advice I would give is, even if you're going through something really challenging, if you can hold on to one thought, and that is that this is bringing something very powerful and a real gift, even if at that moment you don't see it, but it's in the future. And all my relationships are very different. I'm a lot more naturally loving and, as I say, accepting of people.
Lovely, thank you. Gopi, what do you think about all that?
Can you just repeat the question?
The complexities of relationships. You know, that sometimes toxic, sometimes those that have damaged you, hurt you, you know, that we carry with us. How is it possible to heal these when we we're carrying deep wounds. Is it through God's intervention, or do we have to work on it? Does it come through our own healing, or does it? How? What's your experience with relationship healing?
Brahman life for me, I think we could look at it as being, you know, the manual for developing good relationships, because that's what it really comes back to. Because we have the relationship with ourself, and that's number one, paramount importance, but then we have to express ourselves. So then we come into relationship with other people, and you know, whatever our part is, we come into relationship with a variety of Brahman souls, Lokic souls, and I personally, if I feel that I have a relationship happening where there's some, you know, tension, or, you know, that sort of feeling when you get together and you're like rubbing like sandpaper, I think it can be a bit like that sometimes in some experiences with others. So I don't feel good when that's happening. So I try and really do the utmost I can to, if necessarily, maybe not just be around that person too much if I don't have to be, and work on it on a very introspective level with Baba. And it will always be about forgiving myself, because forgiving others is, you know, it's a beautiful thing and we all have to do it at some point, but forgiving ourselves initially, that we haven't got the level of pure vision or correct behaviour that we can bring that into that particular relationship. So that's quite an important thing. And naturally Baba comes into it, because we're having all relationships ideally with him. So with that experience of all those relationships, we're certainly learning a lot about our own different sanskaras and how we, you know, deal with other people in different ways, and how we, you know, learn to love and appreciate other people. So if I'm feeling there's, you know, a situation that's not right, or not feeling right, obviously I've got a little bit of karmic account there, but just to be free from that by bringing a change in my own vision, attitude, behaviour. And I think sometimes I'm lucky, because I, parallel to my becoming a BK, I also started working in mental health. So I've picked up a lot of psychological tips as well along the way. And, you know, there's a whole range of things around perfectionism, you know, trying to be perfect, and not as in the spiritual idea of what becoming perfect is, but perfectionism actually as a flaw in the soul, for example. And this aspect of forgiveness as well. So really forgiving the self, and also learning to, you know, this is a, I bring this into another mental health thing, but it's learning to, you know, tolerate distress, tolerate things that may not be happening as we expect them to be. I mean, I think you mentioned expectations. So, yeah, I mean, the end of the cycle, all the drawers are full and open. Everything's jumping out at times. It can feel like that, but we have to really just get back to our original understanding of things and go deeper if something's not working in a situation with others. Because, you know, I had a beautiful experience this morning about what it is to support the Yajna. And my responsibility in that, you know, so we've all got this responsibility, as much as we are loving this Yajna, to pull it along as best as we can. Om Shanti.
It's sounding, Gopi, like what you're suggesting is that in order to heal relationships with others, we first have to start healing the relationship with self. If we miss out on that ingredient of healing the self first, the relationship still won't hold.
Absolutely, because it's like Belinda was saying about expectations. Mm. We can be very strong on expecting someone else should change, and we all do it. We've all done it. We all do it, and some of us continue to do it in certain situations, but nothing will change unless we change first. Yeah.
Yes, Belinda.
Yes, just to add, one of the realizations that I had about myself was that my whole life I'd spent trying to keep the peace in all situations, and that was my nature. And the result of that was that I had suppressed an enormous amount of feelings outside my Brahman life before becoming a BK and then carrying it into Brahman life with me. And one of the promises that I made myself was to stop doing that and to allow myself to express what I was feeling. And it was quite a challenge because actually people don't want you to change. They want you to be the way you've been before in some respects. And so there was resistance to me, you know, speaking up and expressing myself. And I had to learn how to bring that into balance and not be so forthright that I hurt people's feelings. But it was such a good experience to really find my voice and begin to, you know, say what I felt about things. And that's improved relationships tremendously because if people don't know how you're feeling, then it's very difficult to have any kind of authentic interaction. Because actually, they're not getting your real self there. So that was good.
Thank you. Well, thanks to all three of you, and many blessings for your honesty, your openness, your sharing, your wisdom, and your deep insights into your own journey that you can share with us. So we're going to finish up now. I apologize. That clock is 5 minutes faster than that one. And I've been going by this one. So gift time. So on behalf of the Spirit of Care team and our Spirit of Care gathering, there's a little notebook. Oh, do you want to give one to someone? Go on. Since it's there. Diddy's already received one. She's not greedy. Thank you. And thank you, Gopi. You've got one too. Okay, yeah, you can always hand it. Give it as a present to Summit birthday. So we're going to have a break. Is that right, Sarah? And is it possible to be back at 10 past 11? Because so that we can begin right on 11:15 because of Daddy Janky's visit, where we're cutting that session on relationships a little bit shorter. So before we all go our separate ways, let me thank you, the three of you, very much. And we'll just finish with a moment's silence. Om Shanti.